You can continue to read it. Store it, though, where you'll have it. This is not the only way. It is just one way. There are many, many ways, as long as you include the essence of the gospel, there's many, many ways, many different plans. There's the Romans Road. There's a dozen different roads. This is a combination of things. This is a combination of evangelism explosion started by a wonderful preacher, Dr. D. James Kennedy at Coral Ridge Presbyterian. Some years ago, I took a course under him and Dr. Brian Kingsmore, who was an evangelism professor that I had. And so we were required to complete EE, as it was called, and I know Joe likes him. Dr. Kennedy is a great man. He loved the Lord, very good apologist, and a soul-winning Presbyterian, an absolute soul-winning Presbyterian, and so, which is a rarity in itself. But I'm cutting up. So I combined that and just different things through the years. And it's just one plan. So just the main thing is to rehearse it and know it. And even if you don't rehearse it, keep it, because the day may come. Because here's what I want you to start praying. Do this. Hold up two fingers. Will you do that like a peace sign? It's not a peace sign, but, you know. All right, so look at those two. That's how many people I want you to bring to church with you. I want you to, or at least invite them to church. Okay, that's easier than winning them to Christ. Two people. And the next, I don't know, let's make it tough on you in the next month. Two people you got to invite to church. That's easy. Now, how many people, Ken, do you think we have in here tonight, roughly? You probably already counted them, haven't you? He's a good estimator. 65. I know the detail, guys. I love him so much. I thank the Lord for him. So 65 people. If each of us brought two, where's Jim Berry? All right. he'd figure the math on it quick, wouldn't he? 180? 130. All right. Never count me for math. Never, ever, ever. I'm a theologian, not a mathematician, that's for sure. So that would be 130 people right there in church, right? Plus the 65? Is that right? Oh, so I was closer than I thought I was at 180. Okay, so... All right, so anyway, I'm still off, but you get the idea. So do this. How many people are you going to invite to church in the next 30 days? You can do that, right? You can do that. I'm getting us some invite cards printed up. They're going to have the name of the church. They're going to have the address of the church, the website, thecalvarylife.com. And on the back of that card, they're going to have a little bitty map on them, okay? I gave somebody that today. They're working on it to design that for me. We're going to get those done. We'll have them for you. It's like a little business card. You can carry it with you. And then you just say it, and you say, hey, I just want to invite you to church, and you turn around and run, okay? But you got to invite two people. You can't just leave in a phone. Well, my other church laughed at me. I said, you can't just leave in a phone booth. They're like, Jack, how long has it been since you've seen a phone booth? I said, I know my methods are old, but they work. But anyway. Okay. And then the other thing that you had tonight, and it's just... I apologize. Let me ask you this. We will go through that. We will just do that next time. I want us to split up. I believe that a man showed me this some time ago about prayer. You've got this sheet right here. It has the black bar across the top and the church logo on it at the left, and it says Spirit-led prayer. Just read through that, because what I want you to do, I believe this is one of the reasons that prayer, the way we do prayer, doesn't work sometimes in large groups. May work for some of us, but it doesn't work for many of us. If we were honest, we'd say, well, I get really bored with the prayer time, or it just doesn't move, or it makes me nervous that somebody's going to call on me to pray, or just a number of things. And I really think this is one formula. Again, it's not the formula, but it will, this, if you would lead prayer kind of like this at times, it'll do it. So next Wednesday night, we'll just do this, okay? Now, let me ask you this. Let me just ask you right now. Is there anybody, Margaret Yandel's sister Naomi is very near death, right? Okay. So we want to pray for her. Any other really important pressing prayer requests? Because we got just a few minutes. I didn't mean to take that long. Oh, bless your heart. Yeah. Okay. Okay, so... pray for Sarah. She's been having a lot of sickness lately, and she's carrying a child, so we want to pray for her. Yes, Ken. Okay. So the teenager who has a friend whose mother has terminal cancer and is just really struggling with that. Yes. Okay. Okay. Ladies had tremendous health problems. And then I know of people sitting right in this room who are going through tremendous trials. I will not mention their names, but they'll know they're on my heart when I say this. Some folks in this room have lost their employment recently, and that's a huge thing. That's a huge thing. So let's pray that the Lord would provide a job for them, okay? What else? Yes. Okay. Reggie and Robin Williams having some major problems. He did. It went well. I talked and prayed with them at 7:15 a.m. this morning, and the surgery went well. Herb Thomas had a pacemaker installed, a brand new updated, upgraded one. He's got a brand new battery, and Louise was happy. I talked with her this afternoon, okay? Okay, Van Marlowe, pray for him, having some surgery. Yep. Yes, exactly, the victims and people in Paris, and just terrorism all over the world. The longer you live in this world, of course now, you do understand this stuff has, like, always happened. It's just usually not happened here or in freer nations, but even especially in the early church and since the beginning, this world got so bad after creation that God had to do what? Flood it and destroyed it all but six people in an ark. And we are wicked apart from Christ. We are not bad. We're not really bad. We are wicked, desperately lost, wicked, depraved. We are in bad shape. So we need to pray. Yeah, because people, just you see this stuff, don't you? And you just go, what in the wide world of sports? But that's why every Christian on this earth needs to be aggressively, lovingly, but consistently sharing their faith. Not just talking about it, and not just, you know, it's a whole lot easier to curse the darkness than it is to light a candle. This church is going to be a bright candle in this community. Amen? Yeah, we're going to make the difference that God will allow us to make. All right, let's pray. Lord, I thank you and I ask you to bless this congregation. God, I love these people and I'm getting to love them more every day, but I don't nearly love them enough, and I pray that you'll grow my heart for them, and I pray that you break my heart for this nation and our community and the world. Lord, break our hearts, Lord. Rid us of pride. Rid us of selfishness. Help us to love one another. Help us to prepare and to train and to develop and practice so that, you know, Lord, we can, presenting the gospel would look as easy to us as just pouring milk, like Zip said, that it just go out of us effortlessly. And Lord, I pray for all these needs that were mentioned tonight, we intercede on behalf of those who don't even know that they need to pray, Lord. Don't even know how desperately they need you. And we ask you, Lord, to bring them to us. I pray that as we look at our two fingers that we held up tonight, that would represent two individuals. Each of us can do that, Lord. We can invite two people in the next month to church. Lovingly, not on a guilt trip, but lovingly, help us to do that. And I pray, Lord, that you'd help them to say yes. I ask you to bless these people gathered here tonight, Lord. I ask you to work with them and bless them and strengthen them and protect them and provide for them their health, their jobs, their safety. Fire them up and use them for your glory. In Jesus' name, amen.